As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Every Tuesday, we catch up with the MCCSC, and this week is absolutely no different. We head down to Broadview. The director of adult education is my great friend and former principal at Unionville Elementary. It's Lily Albright. Hey, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing great.
Well, you've been busy.
Former principal, yes.
Did I get that right?
You sure did. I know. I'm adjusting to this new position.
Well, that was going to be my first question I ask you, because you go from the littlest to some of the more mature people in our in our school system. And how long were you at Unionville? It wasn't just a couple minutes.
No, I was at Unionville for 8 years.
Well, that's
that's significant. And before that, at Grandview. So I was at an elementary school principal for 15 years.
Well, that's fantastic.
And and in MCCSC for 22. So, and all of those years with little people. So, with the pre-K through sixth graders. So, this is quite different. You can imagine my first day of school had a very different feel this year.
Well, and you had a different tone, and you talk a little differently as well, and all that stuff that goes, the things you don't even really realize that comes with the territory. Well, you just painted a picture of how it got started and everything else. What made you want to change from the littlest people to the some of the, like I said, most mature?
Gosh, that's a great question. And, you know, it's not, it was really about just seizing an opportunity. And, you know, I've been doing this for 22 years, and I thought, okay, I have a lot of years ahead of me here. What do I want to do? And I'm not a person who's had my sights on superintendent or that sort of administrative role. And so I thought, well, this position came up. It seemed like something interesting that I thought my skills were well matched to. And I thought, let's give it a try. So just kind of put myself out there and took a leap of faith, and we'll see what happens. I'm a learner. I mean, that is who I am. People who know me well are like, yeah, this doesn't surprise me. You know, others thought, what are you doing? Self-included at times, but no, but I loved my time at Unionville and at Grandview. I mean, it was just amazing and magical in so many ways. And, you know, and I felt really secure and comfortable and confident in that setting. And whew, I am in the seat of the learner now, man.
Good. Well, if you have that energy and you have that willingness, that's fantastic. And the other thing, it's great. Yeah. Your commute has been reduced, so you get a raise in that department too. So
that's right.
More time.
Right. It's quick now.
More time, less gas.
I feel like my words are coming back to bite me, you know, when I really encourage people to have a growth mindset. And one thing I'd often say is, it's okay to be confused. If you're not confused, then you're not learning. And boy, now I'm like, whew, I guess I'm learning a lot, because I'm having to face those words quite a bit. But lots of new, but it's really exciting. And I mean, as inspirational as it is to be in an elementary school building every day, it's equally inspirational here. It's just a totally different feel. Eager adults, people chasing their dreams, and they're people with goals. And it's really, really cool to be a part of that journey. So I hope in this time together, I mean, I'm not responsible for anything that's happened in this building at this point. I'm just kind of taking on the reins and hoping I can carry it on and extend the good work that's being done here. So I hope we just get a chance to just brag about this place and to learn about the amazing things that they do, because it is truly amazing.
Well, Lily Albright is our guest. She's the new director of adult education for the MCCSC. And talking about 10 years, well, Rob Moore was in that chair for gee whiz. I can't count that high. So I would hope he left you the keys and everything in fine working order. How did your school year get started? And tell me what you've seen.
Yeah, he did. And we're off to a great start. We've got high school equivalency classes going. Students enrolled in English language learning classes. We have a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning class that's happening. Certified clinical medical assistant. You can learn to, or you can get your certificate in childhood development associate. I mean, all of these things are happening to really help people take the next step in their career. And last year, I mean, some of these numbers really amaze me, and I looked them up to make sure they were accurate before I got on here, but the high school equivalencies last year, 142 people came through this program and earned their diploma. And I mean, you think about what that can do for a person and the doors that opens up. It's just truly phenomenal. 264 people worked on their English language skills in this building. You know, we serviced over 650 people, adults who were looking to, you know, gain knowledge in a certain particular area. So just phenomenal. I've been able to see that work kind of come to life, and the stories behind the people that are seeking these improvements. It's just, and how proud and excited and full of hope they are has been a really, really cool feature of this new job. So awesome stuff.
Well, that is very encouraging. And the foundations that are set and the people that take advantage of it. Who are those people, Lily? Is there an age requirement? Who comes through your doors and who can we reach today, or friends or neighbors or relatives, and say, hey, this is a great opportunity moving forward?
Yeah, anyone who is not enrolled in high school and is older than 16. So, and, you know, it really varies. You can imagine we have clients and students of all ages and walks of life. But yeah, that's the minimum there. 16 years old and you cannot be enrolled in high school.
Gotcha. And the other interesting part we heard, you talked about all of the programs you had going on there.
Yeah.
Is that part of the curriculum? Do you develop your own curriculum, or is it like normal high school or normal school where you take a liberal arts based course load? How does it work?
It's really flexible. So the answer to your question is yes, all of those things.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's everything. But I'm learning there's a lot of flexibility. And you heard me talk about HVAC, CCMA, and CDA classes, particularly those that are connected to industry-recognized certifications. Those can happen as a result of a collaboration with a business, a local business who says, I'm looking for employees. I need people who have these sorts of skills. And through that conversation and that collaboration, we say, okay, well, is there a certification we can help them gain so that they're more prepared to enter the workforce and be a part of your team? And then and we work together to do that. So we can be really nimble and really respond to the needs of the community and the needs of really the business sector and the needs of the workforce. So that's kind of the movable, the piece that's a moving target. But of course we have standard curriculum, especially related to the high school equivalency exam and what students need to know and learn in order to show proficiency on that. But yeah, just like any other program too, we meet the students where they are and figure out what each individual student needs and try to help them find success, whatever that path may be.
Yeah, very cool.
And even flexible too in time. So there's morning classes, afternoon classes.
Yeah,
evening
very
classes,
important, because
right.
Especially because obviously most of your folks are possibly working as well.
Right.
And you talked about English as a second language. I don't know what the proper terminology is there, but how proficient does someone have to be to get in there and learn that and get their degree? Do you guys start from ground zero? Who is the target there you're looking for?
Yeah, we start at ground zero. So anyone who wants to improve their English. We even have advanced academic English classes where you can work to prepare for the TOEFL exam, you know, and there are some English classes where there are Microsoft Office skills are integrated, for example, so that you have kind of a dual certification happening. So yeah, anyone who wants to work on their English skills, we're open in any language. So we're doing a really cool thing with Boston Scientific, where we're teaching their employees English, but also we're teaching Spanish. So Spanish-speaking employees primarily have an opportunity to learn English, but the English-speaking employees also have an opportunity to learn Spanish. So it's all of our responsibility to improve our communication with one another. I just think that's a really cool model in the business world that I hope others adopt. I think coming from both directions there is a neat way to do it. But yeah, but all levels. So if you want to improve your English, contact us. Let us know and we can help you.
Very, very good to hear. Lily Albright is our guest, the director of the Adult Education. You know, if you do a radio show,
<It's a mouthful. laughs>
talking is very helpful to get the messaging across. Director of Adult Education. Now, do you have tuition fees? Do you have scholarships? How does this all set up? Do I just have to make a phone call? Do I have to register? How does that work?
Yeah, make a phone call or you can register on our website. Most of our classes are completely free. And if there is a cost, there's often a way we can waive that or find a way to have it covered. But and particularly the cost would be connected to some of the certifications that we offer. But English classes and high school equivalency classes are completely free. There's occasionally a fee for a test. But again, there are ways to have that waived. So don't let the cost be a barrier, because there's certainly a lot of ways around that.
And do you do assessments for folks to say, hey, you need to be here for X amount of semesters? What is the in and out times for that?
Well, we're still trying to figure out exactly how we want to manage this. I think it's been done in different ways, really finding the way that meets the student need.
Right.
Meets the student's needs. So it's tricky, but generally speaking, it's around 6-week sessions, but you can always sign up for another session. So it really is focused on the learner and what they need. And here, as opposed to in compulsory school, where it's like you will attend school from kindergarten to 12th grade, it's more of the mindset of you will attend school until you are done. So if as quickly as possible is the way that we think about it around here, because people want to move on to the next step. We're really just a platform to help them get there. So it's really, we try to work with every student and get them through as quickly as they want to.
I'm going to try this again and not screw it up. Lily Albright is our guest. She is the Director of Adult Education. And you're in the old Broadview Elementary School building. You've got some friends over there as well, but close to downtown, right off of Rogers there. You got the buses that run by, so you're not hidden anywhere.
That's right. Easily accessible. So if you think about Bloomington, we're about a mile from Switchyard, right, in that area of town. So, yep, great area and fun building. And fun fact, I was student taught here. This was where my very first teaching position was, back when it was an elementary school. So in a way, it's like a little bit of a homecoming to be back in this building. So very cool.
Well, that sounds like fun. And just like everybody else in the corporation, I bet next Monday will be the funnest day of the school year so far.
It's like the chances are good.
Labor Day, or the lack of labor.
Right.
So that's even better.
Oh,
well,
no.
We wish you nothing but the best in year number one. I know getting your feet wet is exhilarating and a little nerve wracking all at the same time. How's your staff been helping you transition into that new building? I know you're surrounded with great people.
Oh, I am. And, you know, that's one thing Rob would say, you know, as he's reassuring me at times when my eyes are just wide open, he'd say, remember, you have a very experienced staff here, you know, they know exactly what to do. They've been amazing. I'm just really impressed and very patient with me and understanding and you know, they're coming along for the ride, too, as things, you know, some things change up when you have a new leader, and they've been really willing to get on board, and but also provide support and patience to me as I go. But, yeah, very, very experienced staff. Thank goodness.
And are you staffed properly? Do you have, we know sometimes when school starts, we're scrambling to fill positions or everything else. How are you guys looking over there?
We are staffed very well, yes, but I'm glad you brought that up, because we often have these interesting positions we're trying to fill, like, you know, an HVAC teacher or someone to teach a class of nurses. So I would encourage the public to keep an eye on MCCSC postings, and if you see one from Adult Education, check it out. And there may be a way that we can work to get you licensed through a specialist license at the Department of Education to be a part of our teaching team, especially in those kind of specialized classes. So, yeah, we are fully staffed, but those seem to be ones that are a little tough to fill, those really specialized certification classes. So,
yeah, those aren't your traditional ones, right?
Yeah, people from the field who know the work but are also really good teachers. It's a tricky combo. So if you think you might be one of those people, you know, keep an eye out or give me a call and we can talk about what kind of options or possibilities we might have. Because, like I said, it's always kind of evolving based on community needs. And, so always on the lookout for good people.
Yeah, and if it might not be you, but you can, if you know somebody, share the message, pass it on, spread the wealth, and we'll get our community to be a better place for everybody. So, Lily, great job. We're excited for you. That's fantastic. I hope Rob is enjoying his retirement. He said he was going to travel and do a whole bunch of stuff the last time I spoke to him. Well, if you need anything, you come back on. We'll help you spread the message.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you so much.